Arab League foreign ministers said they support Saudi Arabia in its dispute with Iran. Tensions increased after Saudi Arabia executed a top Iranian Shiite Muslim religious leader January 2nd. Demonstrators attacked and burned parts of the Saudi embassy in Tehran and in other countries after Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was executed with 46 others. 8 Arab countries have weakened or ended diplomatic relations with Iran because of the attacks. The foreign ministers and diplomats gathered Sunday in Cairo. They applauded when United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed strongly criticized Iran during the meeting. He said Iran uses religion to cause tensions between countries in the Middle East and inside Arab countries. He said Iran creates and supports terrorist groups that spread violence in the Middle East. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Jubeir said Iran helps people in Arab countries work against their governments. He said Iran should stop interfering in the internal affairs of its neighbors. He said Saudi Arabia does not want conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. He accused Iran of worsening tensions between the two groups after its revolution in 1979. And he said Saudi Arabia opposes the creation of tension between the groups. Last week, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the attack on the Saudi embassy wrong and against the law. He also said the execution of al-Nimr was a crime. Al-Nimr had publicly criticized the Saudi royal family. Nabil El Arabi leads the Arab League. He said Iran can reduce tensions with its neighbors. He said Iran must take steps to show it wants to improve relations and not interfere in the governing of other countries. Hilal Kassan is a professor of political science at the American University of Beirut. He told VOA the Arab League meeting will probably not produce any results. He said the Saudis simply wanted a statement of solidarity from the Arab League, and they got it. They did not really ask for more or expect more. He notes that Iran suspended some police officials in Tehran after the Saudi embassy was attacked. Pakistan also ended diplomatic relations with Iran after the embassy attack. Saudi Arabia wants Pakistan's support in its dispute with Iran. But Pakistan has large numbers of Sunnis and Shiites and must have good relations with both Saudi Arabia and Iran. Time magazine reported that Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has suggested that Pakistan could help Saudi Arabia and Iran negotiate an end to their conflict. I'm Jim Tedder.